Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's least coherent podcast network.
Big soft titty.png.
Big soft titty.png.
Big soft titty.png.
Big soft titty.png.
Hey guys, welcome to Doing Doing. I'm your host Doing, and across from me.
See, this is like I don't want to stop.
What you didn't want to do.
Yeah, because I was just saying Doing Doing off mic to test the levels, and then you bring it in. But it just like it just means that we have to spend this time explaining the off mic shit if we want to keep it in, which might
not
necessarily
true.
Be the best.
That's
choice.
Not true. You just got to be free. You just got to let the doing happen.
Okay, fine. Well, doing, doing to you, doingy Lana.
Yeah.
God,
Tom Doinger, what kind of week have we had?
I have had finally. Finally, I started off 2020. I said to myself,
yeah,
this is the year I finally spend a whole day indoors.
Yes.
And I've made that happen.
Did you make it happen?
I've stayed ensconced by walls a whole day long, 24 hours spent inside these beautiful four boys that I call walls.
There was a full 25 second when Tom was not being spooned by some mortar and, might I say, a couple bricks. And I was scared.
25 seconds?
25 fucking seconds.
When was it? When I stepped outside just to see what this world still tasted like?
You were on the fucking balcony.
Oh, God. I tasted that balcony.
Honey, no. Get back inside this brick and Morty.
I thought to myself, maybe I'm actually a Brickle Rick. And then I realized, no, I'm an inside cat. A Brickle Rick is an outdoors thing because it understands that bricks are components of a wall. Because
yes.
It sees that walls aren't everything. But someone who is just an inside person doesn't understand that a brick is a thing. It just sees walls as a thing. That was my thinking there.
So from the indoors, a person will see a wall.
Indoors? Sorry, that's my impersonation of a stormtrooper with PTSD.
Yes. I want to hear more about it. Tell me
about
it.
All right, cool. This is another impersonation.
Yes.
For this, I'm a stormtrooper and I'm at the store.
Okay.
I've kind of come back, you know, I've served my time.
Okay. Wait, so you are you still a stormtrooper? Do you still work?
No, I've like.
Have you been honorably discharged?
Yeah, I've served my time, been honorably discharged. I'm now at the store. I've got my bag of groceries and I'm taking them up to the thing and I'm choosing a method on which to pay.
Okay. Hi, sir. Yeah. So cash or card?
Cashique. And so he's scared of that because it's the Wookiee planet.
It's the Wookiee planet.
Is it? I don't even know Star Wars that well,
hey,
man.
Dude. I have no fucking idea what you were just talking about.
This is like our fourth day in a row of being drunk.
And I'm the little green man. I'm your backpack. Put your notebook in my mouth. Can we run through the forest? I will teach you to be a Jedi. Hey, can you lift that ship out of the stream? I'm a little green man. I'm wearing things that are not clothes, and I don't have food that tastes nice.
Ooh, R2-D2 solo.
Yes, and then set the next bit of the solo. C-3PO. So in the first newish movie,
sure,
when Leia Organa comes out, she says a thing, and he says, "Princesses," and I was like, "Hey, dude, don't."
Maybe that arm that he lost had his I don't know.
He had a red arm.
Yeah.
Forgot about.
That feel good to remember that nice and loud?
A little bit. Hey, it did.
Yeah, I figured
It felt good to remember it because I thought, here's a real thing I had. I thought I liked Star Wars. And then I went to The Force Awakens. And I pretended to like Star Wars for another 6 months.
So my relationship with Star Wars is that I've seen two of the original trilogy. I've seen two of the reboot trilogy. And I've seen one of the new Star Wars. Oh, I know, two of the new Star Wars. I've seen I've seen the first of the new trilogy, and I've seen that one where they all die.
Oh, Rogue Traders.
Rogue One.
Rogue Traders. With Natalie Bassingthwaite.
Indeed. So I've seen those.
Natalie Bassingthwaite, yes? From Neighbours, yes. Okay.
Yeah. It's so good that Neighbours has just that fucking pipeline through to music as well.
Yeah, true.
We should do an episode where we listen to all the Neighbours stars' music.
Fuck, that's a great idea.
All right, well, tune back in next week. Or honestly, hey, time's a concept now for us, the podcasters. So maybe tune back in whenever the fuck your podcast app updates.
Do you remember Voodoo Child, the song?
Yeah, ruled.
Yeah, let's sing it now.
Okay. One, a two, a one, two, three, four.
Baby, baby, baby. You are my voodoo child, my voodoo child.
Oh my god! Everyone is like, did I say switch to Spotify? but I didn't say sing the song. Yep. iPhone or Android? I don't know. I don't know what your situation's like.
No one's on Android except for you.
I am, and I've your truly regretted it. I've fucked it so bad.
You were dragging.
Yeah, I was dragging.
I wasn't even rushing, but you were still dragging.
I am a pathetic musical man.
You're actually good.
No. Okay, we've been inside for a while, and hey, newsflash, we love it.
I love it. I love to be indoors. I love to be in a square or a variation of a square.
Mm-hmm.
Our house is kind of a swirly zigzag, and that's fine.
Yeah, it's got some stairs in it. That's a bit of a twist. Our house is shaped like a Z.
Our house is shaped like a Z. It looks like if hell was asleep.
What do you mean?
Everyone except, and this is embarrassing, everyone except for you knows what I mean.
What do you mean?
You know when you fall asleep?
Yeah.
You got a sideways N coming out of your head.
Sure.
It's like a Z.
A sideways N?
Yeah, that's not a Z. Yeah, it is.
No.
You're so stupid right now because everybody is imagining a Z. And they're like, oh, they heard sideways N and they thought, oh, like a Z.
Bitch, a sideways N is a C.
Really?
Yeah.
So you've never hit the caps lock button, huh?
Oh, if we're dealing with cats, you stupid fucking have to bitch.
You know,
that.
No, I would never. Are you fucking kidding me? Tom is so embarrassed.
Okay.
Tom is so. No, you're so. And I can see it the way that you're showing your teeth right now. You are like an ape that is feeling so aggressive.
Okay, so first off, if I was an ape, I would be much stronger and I wouldn't have gotten myself in this position.
Yeah, obviously. You stupid. You're a fucking idiot. You forgot that, first of all, the shift button and the caps lock existed.
Mm, okay.
Yeah, so what else do you have to say? I don't even know what my point was. Our house is shaped like hell was asleep.
I still don't agree with that.
Hell is down. And probably up. Space is a nightmare. What do you... Hey, I'm not even kidding.
Genuinely.
Hey, babe.
Yeah.
What do you think's up there?
What, in space?
Yeah.
I think this is pretty well established. Not much.
Heaps, I think. Probably, hey, heaps, I reckon.
Hey, this is the great thing about space. Not much, but heaps.
Heaps.
Because there's nothing... But it's space. Forever.
It's so much of nothing.
There's so much nothing. And then sometimes in that nothing, there's something. Have you been finding being inside, Demi?
I love it.
Yeah?
Well, I just, you know, whatever.
You've been knitting more circles?
Yeah, I love to crochet my circles. Been making rugs, but also like...
Let's talk through that because I don't think we've addressed that on the podcast before. You've recently started crocheting out of t-shirt fabric.
Yeah, well, like if people have, you know, people have been donating t-shirts to me that are that they can't use anymore, like fast fashion, like, you know, old Kmart t-shirts and shit, stuff that has been mass manufactured that can't really be donated to. I'm like, do you see the pose that I took then?
Yeah.
Like I was looking at my hand, touching. I thrust my palm down into the rug I've been making and looked at it. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. This is just where I put my passion. And, you know, if it's this one little thing that I can do for the environment, then that's okay. But I am doing my part.
Every t-shirt that I make into a circle stops a t-shirt from going into landfill.
Every t-shirt that I turn into a circle stops clothing a Greek. And I think that's important in Australia.
So important.
Don't you?
Yeah. What have you been finding as the main struggles?
Being inside? Yeah. Hey, dude, I'm not struggling yet.
Yeah?
Yeah, and this is, I mean, it's a rough thing to know about myself, but I was like, I am very, very, very prepared to be isolated.
Genuinely, this is how we live pretty much day to day if left to our own.
Yes. I think, though, you are more, we both like to be outside, but we have a balcony. We can kind of like be in air.
Mm.
I don't think I like to be in the world. Maybe this isolation, we get fit. Why don't we both we'll both wear face masks and we'll go to the park and just get ripped, like scary. Listen, already actually kind of scary. I'll get scary.
I would love to get scary ripped. I would love to use this opportunity of isolation to get prison ripped. I do not think it's going to happen.
Why?
Why?
God, it's good to interest my girlfriend.
I'd love to notice.
Because, I mean, motivation, truly. In part because
yours
fear
or mine?
Of,
is it mine?
No, mine.
Oh.
Just this going on for a long time and being like, well, do I actually want to consume a lot of calories and work hard? Do I want to fatigue my body consecutively and make it building muscle be the most important thing that it's doing?
Well, the thing is that if your mother keeps bringing us perishable items like cooked chicken and cooked carrots, we're going to have to eat those calories.
So I've tried to convince my mom
to stop bringing us sauerkraut.
To stop coming over here at all.
Yeah.
Because she lives...
Don't let us give you diseases, Juliet.
Please, stay away. And then she comes over because They came over like 2 days ago, and my dad did the like foot thing of, you know, kicking the feet. And then my mom, you know,
sorry. He kicked your feet?
My dad did the handshake replacement of, you know, he touching your feet. Yeah.
He kicked your feet.
Yes, which I held
I'm going to have fucking words with your dad.
He actually really
hey, actually,
hurt me.
That's my man.
My anyway, I walked up to my dad and he roundhoused me. Yep. He actually sabat kicked me. He put in a full spin.
No, Tom, hey, Tom, you
put
have to fucking...
Spin,
hey,
turned
Tom,
his hip into it.
You have to fucking tell me if you're just rotational taking it so seriously. Force. You have to fucking tell me if you're serious.
He fucking 540'd me.
Did your dad hurt you with his kick?
Honestly, he taekwondo'd me. There were three other people with feet out at varying levels, and he got all three of the other feet and then me with the most force.
All right, so I'm fucking angry. I'm going to report him.
Babe, no. He is going to unleash a foot hell on you such that you could only barely conceive.
This is just like Looper.
All right, so anyway, my
your
dad...
Your dad is the Rain Man.
My mom and dad...
Rainmaker. Not the autistic man that's good at gambling.
So, for those of you who don't know... We
Tom has a mom.
Brag.
Tom was
Tom
not
popped
a clone.
Out a hole.
We're in isolation, whatever. Tom
so
is
sure, you say it.
The one that's not Demi.
Tom is the one that's not Demi.
All right, listen.
Fuck, that's brutal. That is genuinely the way most people connect
with
this.
Oh, fuck off. Tom loves to think that people don't like him as much as me, but the reality is that he's an aggressive personality.
Yeah, genuinely, it's just that I'm less likable.
No,
genuinely, we both know it to be true.
All right, what bullshit were you going to tell me about?
Well, so, I was just going to say... for those of you who don't follow anything, we are back from the Adelaide Fringe. We're back from the Adelaide Fringe. After coming back from the Adelaide Fringe, I did a quick ad thing and found out about 3 days after that that the makeup person for that ad thing had contact with someone who has been diagnosed with COVID. So, we are
which COVID?
Oh, jeez, I can't.
The sequel or...
I'm actually, I think it might have been 18 or it might have been 19. Which one is the one
that
with
you can
his
fuck
mother
that's...
as the villain?
Oh, okay.
Because I think 18 is his mother as the villain. The 19 is the first one with him as like the bad guy with actually COVID.
Yes. Well, COVID X is the one where he's in space.
Yeah.
So.
You're right.
COVID-19. In 2 years in America, we'll be able to drink. But 1 year ago, we could fuck it.
Can I say?
Isn't that weird?
The 21-year-old age limit on alcohol in America.
Is crazy?
So crazy.
And that's, but that is coming from two people who love to drink and drink nightly.
Well, certainly since this whole shit has popped off.
Yeah, we're, yeah.
Yeah, well, we lost goodbye plans for like 4 months, 7 months
out
of the year.
I mean, what the fuck else are we gonna do? Like, the only job that I have right now is being a voiceover for a fucking insurance company.
Yeah. So we are at home. Fuck, I don't even know if that cancels your shit with the insurance people or
No. I'm you know, they want me to keep doing it. I've still got my voice, as long as I still have my voice.
Yeah, but like even going into them, I don't know.
It's an isolated, it's like, you know.
We are self-isolating.
We're self-isolating.
On the verge of quarantining, we will be progressing this based on information we get, whether this makeup person tests positive or shows symptoms for COVID. But that will come out in like 2 weeks.
2 weeks, yeah.
Anyway. We're at home. We're enjoying it, I guess.
I'm enjoying it.
Yeah.
I have made rugs.
I think we genuinely enjoy any amount of time spent together.
I love hanging out with you, and like the thing that sucks is that we can't do anything that isn't inside this house, and it's not a large space.
Yeah.
I have gardening. I have crocheting. You know, feels like I'm doing something close to the earth, but like, is the world ending? No one can truly say except for God. And he said yes. He told me.
He actually weighed in on it. He said yes.
I don't know. It sucks.
Oh, dude. Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. This is how I planned the end. Is it coming up already? Okay. Here I come. Yeah,
we Game of Thrones season 8 in this. It's not how you thought it was going to, but I don't know.
Oh, wait. There's God right in the distance. Here he comes.
Jesus, unholy ghost. Jesus, unholy ghost. Anyway.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
I got a thing to talk about, Demi.
Yeah.
Do you know about professional wrestling?
I've never heard of it. What is wrestling?
Wonderful.
How did I guess that W at the start?
Honestly, it's astonishing the whole way through. There's a new segment I'm debuting. It's called Weird Wrestlers. All right, we'll put a theme song here.
All right.
Weird wrestlers. So, we're going to talk about Kota Ibushi, Dami. Kota Ibushi is a Japanese pro wrestler. Here is what he looks like.
He's the young lad, isn't he, with the fringe?
He is absolutely the young lad with the fringe. I couldn't have described him as anything but. He is.
Oh, boy. He's all fringe. God, he is. Man, I just want to. I don't want to be a predator.
Go ahead. He is very horny scene haircut.
I don't want to be a predator, but I would love to be a slug slithering across his collarbones. Wouldn't you?
Well, he's 37.
He is fucking what?
He is 37 years old.
He's no, Tom. Are you fucking kidding?
No.
I'm genuinely fucking shocked.
It's truly insane.
He's 37. I mean, Is he Korean?
No, he's Japanese.
Japanese, okay.
So, this is a...
Oh, is he in... He's in... Is he in the same wrestling federation as Colt? Is that like...
No, he's a freelance guy.
Oh.
So, Colt is right now working for All Elite Wrestling, although, honestly, now, who knows?
Yeah, I mean, nobody's really wrestling because you sweat into people's mouths.
Yeah, this is our friend Colt Cabana. Who is
he? Is he a friend or do we just admire him so much that we wish he was our friend?
I think he's your friend because you have asked him, hey, should I call you by your name or by Colt? And he said, oh, call me my name.
I was like, should I call you Scott or your real name? And he was like, well, that's my name.
Yeah. I don't know. So I've never asked him that. I've hung out with him.
That doesn't mean you're not his friend. He did offer for us to just like live in his house for 2 weeks while
he
was
rules.
Away.
Anyway. He recently responded to a tweet that was like, hey, Colt, how do I support my favorite indie wrestlers with just, I don't know, man, I think we're just fucked. Which I honestly, in the midst of all this, like, shit, I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's true. Like, everything's fucking hiding it. The entertainment sector is fucked. Unless, like...
Dude, he is so much more fucked than we are, though. Like, you know what? Actually, maybe that... is wrong, because I was thinking, like, no, he's an athlete, but the point of him being an athlete is that he is primarily an entertainer who is also fucked up muscly, and we are just entertainers that are disgusting and weak.
Here's the thing about Colt Cabana. Also, I'm not weak compared to other entertainers.
I am
weak compared to pro wrestlers.
You're weak.
But, and this has come up multiple times in the past week, I'm disturbingly strong for a clown.
Tom's gotten big, and it's freaking
go
people
away
out.
Now, and it sucks.
That's not. Why would it go away now? You can lift me.
Because all my fucking barbells are at the gym.
Hey, Tom, lift me.
Babe, you are not heavy enough for me to lift.
I'll find another woman.
Great. If you lift them, you'll be halfway there. You're pathetic. So, we're talking about...
Wait. What if you lift me, and then while I'm on you, I slip my hand under your foot and lift you, and then you're lifting me and you?
Oh, that's good.
Isn't that good?
Yeah. And then, if I somehow lift you again. I mean, we're going to leave this place like we walked into the hyperbaric time chamber.
We're going to leave this place like we're some kind of Goku.
We are going to be Goku buff. All right, so this is, to get back to the point, this is Kota Ibushi. Demi, would you describe what you see?
Wait, 37?
This may not be a photo of him at 37, but
no,
that
but
is...
No, but like, fuck.
That is what he looks like now. Dude has not aged. Yeah, fuck, that's in 2019, dude.
Yeah, so that's not even, like, that might as well be,
that's
like, that's
him.
Like maybe 4 to 9 months ago.
Yeah. Wait.
4 to 9.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I was looking at October 2019, and I thought you were taking a guess as to where October was placed.
No, I didn't see October. You just said it was 2019.
Yeah, my bad.
God.
Would you take a shot at explaining the look of this man? I would say...
Based on this photo?
Yeah.
This photo here?
Yeah.
All right.
Can I give you my shot maybe to start us off?
No, I want to do mine.
Fantastic.
He is
you
a
take
man,
the lead.
He is a man with a thin black helmet on. Mm-hmm. He is being chased by a purple fog at all times.
Okay.
The smallest nipples and the widest breasts.
So I'm going to pause. I'm going to say the purple fog is because he's making his entrance at a wrestling show using a smoke machine.
No, because I have another image here where he's with his family and his baby girl is being swallowed by the fog.
It seems like he's possibly being pursued by the universal antagonist in the Stephen King novel, The Mist.
Yeah,
My bad.
Yeah. So?
So, you...
His belly button is sad. And I don't mean that it's a bad belly button. I mean that it is upset. Mm. Can you see it?
Yeah, it definitely has
a fit person's
tilt.
Belly button is upset.
Yeah, because it gets spread out across the ads.
It gets spread out.
So what I would say is he kind of looks like a K-pop dude decided to take a few years off and just do roids.
He is ripped
and kind of gorgeous boy toy.
He looks like a K-pop dude ate the four other members.
Yes.
And they had only eaten chicken the year beforehand.
Yeah. After everyone fattened up on chicken and rice, the largest K-pop member got to eat the other four.
Yeah. So I could tell you about how once I had sea monkeys and they all ate each other.
Yeah, it's very bad.
Did I ever say it on the podcast? Probably.
Probably.
No, don't worry about it then. It was sad.
Oh, man.
I want to hug this cat so bad.
Go ahead and do it.
I just really quickly taking a pause from the, because I am fucking 100% invested in Kota Ibushi.
Uh-huh.
I cannot express how intensely happy I was to find out that dogs and cats cannot get COVID.
Yeah, for real.
I was like, if I got my cat sick, I don't know what I would do with myself.
Mm.
All he wants is to be near us.
He is So nice. Even when we pick him up off a laptop, he's like, well, why? Okay.
Well, I didn't mean to be on here, but I am back on it for the fourth time today, so I guess you can lift me up.
Well, back I
love
I come.
Him so... He's yuck. You're yuck.
He's a yucky young boy.
Anyway, tell me about Kota Ibushi. Are you going to tell me about his hobbies?
Oh, certainly. I'm going to tell you everything I can about Kota. Kota Ibushi is a very strange man. So, first off, he is
37.
He is 37. It's insane.
That's far. He looks 19. I swear to God, he literally looks 19.
He looks 19.
I would have
his
said
entire life. He I would have said out the womb that
maybe
size.
He was 22.
Yeah,
maybe.
Genuinely, yes.
At the most, 24. He's 37.
It's crazy. I don't understand. So, one part of the secret to this, Kota Ibushi is a wrestler who is insanely rich family-wise. He seems to be a part of a very wealthy family. He doesn't actually need to wrestle. He just does it because he loves it.
Mm.
And he wrestles in a way that makes that seem very true. He takes a lot of risks. He is currently banned from the Japanese venue Budokan Hall for doing a moonsault off a balcony onto Kenny Omega, which is a... For those non-wrestling fans, a thing where you do a backflip landing on someone.
Woofa doofa.
But they did not clear that with the venue staff, and they were not allowed to do that, so
Kenny
he has
Omega.
Been banned from the venue. Kenny Omega, also his boyfriend.
I was going to say, I was just about to be like, are they still boyfriends?
Don't
because
know.
Because I was genuinely... just blessed and delighted to find out that Kenny Omega had, like, come out as bisexual.
Yeah. It's really nice.
As a person that I, like, got into and was invested in because of you and your interest in him, I was very bi pride yeah. at that point.
It's really nice. And it was mainly nice to find out that they're... Because they had a tag team together called the Golden Lovers. And it was nice to find out that the kind of hints they'd been making weren't just bi-baiting and like a weird joke.
Yeah.
But them actually caring for each other.
Yeah.
Anyway, Kota Ibushi is a genuinely strange person.
Okay. Tell me about him.
He regularly gets lost walking from his condo to his gym. He has had both the condo and the gym for over a decade.
How far away from each other are they?
They are walking distance.
I'm sorry, David. Come back.
Kota Ibushi.
I'm laughing too hard tonight and he's running away from me.
Is the definition of a himbo, I think. Kota
once
got lost.
But wait, isn't Kenny Omega also kind of a himbo?
They're no, like, Kenny is a nerd.
Oh, is he a nerd? Is he like a strong nerd?
Kenny is definitely a nerd. Kenny's like a nerd who loves to read and is very interested in things.
So Kota doesn't, is he not video games and is he like just strong stupid?
Thank you for asking. Let me tell you something about Kota Ibushi's hobbies. Kota has no hobbies and he doesn't understand why people have them. The only things I've been able to find on interviews are
why
that
would you, sorry. Why would you have fun? For fun? No.
Oh, why not? Well, you can simply hurt yourself. Then why not hurt yourself? He doesn't understand golf, and fishing makes him angry.
Wait, doing fishing makes him angry? Or the idea of it?
The idea of it.
Why is golf involved in that?
On, I think this came up in like some big interview where they were like, all right, well, what do you enjoy? And like a bunch of wrestlers were like, well, I enjoy golf and I'm not wrestling. And then it went down the line. And then Kota was like, I do not understand golf.
God.
In that interview, one wrestler said that they enjoy reading. And Ibushi said that he tried to get into reading, but it annoyed him because someone wrote it to make him imagine things. And now he doesn't trust books. Here is a quote from Kota Ibushi in a promo. I personally believe that I'll live to be 150.
I believe it also.
So 122 or 123 years from now, I'll still be wrestling.
What the fuck?
He not only believes that he's going to live to be 150. He believes that he'll be wrestling up until the day he dies. So presumably, just based on like the lifespan of wrestlers in like the 80s and 90s, that means if he stopped wrestling, he could live to be about 400 years old.
Dude.
Also, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say the only reason he's doing that is because his final wrestling move is like, you know, because in like 100 years, you know, it's going to be a little bit more X-rated. His final wrestling move will be a pile driver eat ass where he eats an ass, but it's a poison ass.
Wow.
It's not his boyfriend Kenny Omega's ass.
So that's when you turn the opposing wrestler upside down and then... Like the Undertaker, you stick your tongue out just before you pile drive them. But in this case, you stick your tongue out and then your head down into their ass.
Yes.
Just enough to touch the poison. And then like, my betray.
Yeah.
Maybe he gets the victory. Maybe his dead body still falls on top of them.
And they don't. And they, maybe they tap. Maybe they don't. Maybe they died first.
Kota Ibushi once got lost going from a show to his hotel. The show distance from the hotel was less than a block away. And Kenny Omega freaked out and demanded to know who was supposed to be watching Kota because he knew it would happen.
Were they not staying in the same room?
Nope.
Do they not stay in the same room?
I think this was just like a weird situation where they had to like do bookings or whatever.
Oh.
Also, I don't know what their relationship is like now.
They're still together because it was really, really, I genuinely felt like really warm about it.
Yeah.
You know? It's hard for you to comment on this stuff.
No, I agree.
I know you agree, but also it's hard for you to have a vocal opinion because it's like weird, right?
I mean, I don't.
You are incredibly supportive, but I think we know enough people who are vocal for the sake of being vocal that it would be, it would feel disingenuous.
Sure. I think that I would just not have like a super vocal opinion because it
is a private life.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I'm really happy for them. I'm happy with the shit that like it turned out not to be. I was kind of skeptical about some things in the relationship because I was scared that it was like gay baiting or queer baiting certain aspects of a pro wrestling fan base, like that gets drawn to stuff that's outside the WWE, which is like a more online queerer fan base. And I guess that I was really happy for that. And I was like, oh, that, yeah, I don't know. I just don't have any like, no, I guess I just don't have any opinions that I would let loose other than, like, I'm really glad for them.
Yeah.
It's nice. It's nice to have, like, a queer person in a high status in the sport. Like, it's, fuck, this is getting shitty and pretentious. But, like, it's been weird in pro wrestling because it is essentially just play acting. And that is something that the absence of audiences in the coronavirus epidemic has made very evident. I don't know if you've seen the videos of Stone Cold Steve Austin performing to an empty arena. Simply fantastic. He calls for a hell yeah. And no. He calls for a hell yeah if anyone wants to know the meaning of 316 day. And just the guy at the commentary desk is like, hell yeah! We'll play that clip now.
Oh my god.
I want to declare that from here on out, the 16th day of March is a national holiday.
All right.
If you want to know what 316 day is all about, give me a hell yeah. I said, if you want to know what 316 day is all about, give me a hell yeah. Hell yeah!
What?
What?
So, yeah, that's like obviously it's all planned by the WWE, but basically taking the audience out of it and people hooting and hollering for violence makes it very obvious this is just a play.
Mm. But, like, it's not a play. It's a play in terms of, like, hey, imagine if Punch and Judy had flesh.
Mm.
Yeah. Remember back in the day when play was just you say something, I say something, but then also add in incredible physical feats.
Yes. And that's, like, all it should be. I mean, honestly.
Yeah.
The difference between, like, I don't know. All live performance needs to have a hook and either needs to be very funny, as with comedy.
Or it needs to drag them off the stage when they're not being funny, honey.
Yeah.
It's good and it's funny what I said.
Yeah, it's good. Okay. All right. Here are some tweets from Kota Ibushi. These are him arriving in Chicago. August 30th, 2018, 1:16 a.m. I'm going to Chicago. Nothing will happen this time.
What?
5:19 p.m. I have lost everything except my passport, coins, and my costume. I am sorry to be abroad. The wallet is the most troublesome. I want to finish soon. Anyway, just nice to see a cold shot like that. That's the story of Kota Ibushi, the man who doesn't trust books.
That's fair. What? How would books have helped him in that situation?
Absolutely.
The old man in the sea? Why didn't I toss seawater onto the bow of my boat and then I could have had the salt from the sea to salt my salmon and cod that I've caught in pursuit of this large fish that's ruining my life, the small boy that idolizes me. He'll be so disappointed when I don't have the large fish. It's being eaten by sharks. The way that I haven't salted this fish.
All right. I want to stop right now.
Hmm?
Let's talk about The Old Man and the Sea.
Do you like it? Did you read it? It made me cry.
Yeah, I read it after you recommended it.
Do you like it? You're going to have to like it.
Hey, guys. This is another episode of booksofftitty.png where we talk about books. welcome to our book club. This week's book is...
The Old Man and the Sea?
The Old Man and the Sea. So this is DLC to the original book, The Old Man.
Yeah.
Which is just about a guy walking towards, well... We thought it might be the sea, and turns out we were right.
Yeah. We all thought it might be the sea because the initial book was just like, hey, guys, walking towards the sea. Hit like and subscribe.
Hey, guys, walking towards the sea. Just kidding. Or am I? Anyway, I'm old.
Maybe Big Sish. Maybe Big Sish.
Maybe Big Sish.
And then he caught the fish, and then he gets put to bed by a boy.
I would say I enjoyed the book.
I don't think
it's in my top books. I don't think that Hemingway resonates with me in a way that I expected him to as a young man.
Mm. I have read it once, and I think it's my only Hemingway.
Mm.
I can't call to mind another Hemingway I've ever read, so I would say it's my only Hemingway. And I cried. Is he going to fucking sit on the smallest...
David, don't you dare David, sit on that little piece of paper.
No, okay. I thought he was going to sit on the smallest paper I ever seen.
He put his foot in the shoe again.
Why does he keep doing that? David keeps trying to put on my slippers, and I don't know why.
Anyway, you've never read another Hemingway?
I've never read another Hemingway, and that book really fucked me up, and I think it's just my old man shit. Like, and I read this when my dad was alive. I was like, oh, shit, it's a old man, and I'm imagining a old man. It's not even an old fat man. It's just a old man.
Mm. You have some real emotional, I'm going to say emotional pressure points. And they are the main ones that I am aware of are just any old man depicted in media trying their best.
Trying their best or in distress.
Yeah. That will fuck you up.
It will completely fuck me up. It will
truly reduce you to a blubbering sack of tears.
It is. And I think the reason that Bright fucked me up so bad was because it was an old soul and it wasn't an old man. It was an orc. And I was like, are you okay? Mm. And he was like, nah. In the movie, he was like, nah, I'm not okay.
Nah, I'm not.
Just a stern man trying his best and wanting to be good. And I was like, oh, I wish I was dead so I didn't have to watch this movie that's making me feel things. Yeah. Look where he is.
He's...
Do you see this?
The cat is on the gaming laptop.
The cat is on the laptop.
Let's take a picture of this so we can upload it.
Let's tell everybody.
Okay, there's my phone. All right, get in it. Demi? Beautiful.
I love you.
Demi, look at me. Perfect. All right, we'll upload that to, I don't know, wherever the fuck we do things. I reckon that's our time, Demi. Hey, I hope everyone's okay out there. We are fine, by the way. We've had like some messages worrying about us or trying to give us money. Please just take care of yourselves. Just
take care of yourselves. A lot of you guys, like, we've all got fucking rough times. We do, like, you know, our main source of income has been kind of cut down, but that's everybody. That's most of you. Everybody has to stay indoors. It's everything is uncertain. So take care of yourselves. If you're richos and you're listening, we'll take your money.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, richos, we'll take your fucking money.
Yeah. And you know what?
And we'll send you pictures of our fucking feet.
We'll feel weird about it. And we might send a bit of it towards people in real need.
Yeah. Anyway, if you're real rich, just send us a bunch of money and then we'll distribute it a bunch of poor people's. But, like...
Yeah. To cut to the chase, poor queer or trans people, please stop giving us money.
Yeah, like... Hey.
Genuinely save your fucking money, dude. You got a lot of stuff to get done.
You guys have it, like, we are in trouble. However,
you
have always been in trouble.
You are, and listen, this is not dunking on you. You are so much worse off than us.
People have marginalized you.
Yeah, you're so.
And we're only now being brought down a peg, as we should be.
Yeah, listen,
like,
dude. Yeah,
like, and that is not to say that we are not disingenuous. Like, we fucking love you, but fucking take care of yourself, baby.
Yeah, baby.
But all the rich people do give us money because we have a sick old cat and he is yucky.
Also, give us money. This is a quick tip from us. Buy a bidet. If you can.
Oh, my God. Buy a bidet if you can.
And you spend way less on toilet paper, and it is a fairly cheap thing. And Demi,
who's
a fucking genius, hooked it up with absolutely no trouble.
Yeah. It took me a little while because our toilet was I think the person who renovated our house was a dog. So why don't you just... Get a bidet that is very adaptable.
There seem to be a lot of bones in this toilet.
I hear panting. I hear echoed panting. Get a bidet. If you need toilet paper, don't need that.
Yeah.
Try not to need it.
Yeah, good luck. We'll be talking to you real soon. We're doing a bunch of other dumb shit. So if you've missed us being around, hey, guess what? We've got nothing else to do.
Yeah, we've got nothing else to do. And you know what?
And eyes real soon.
I'm going to say right now, since we've got nothing else to do, let's just dedicate ourselves to this shit. You know, like, there's nothing else on.
Yeah.
Let's do it. We love you.
It says here, podcasting is banned for being too cool.
It is. Wait, no. Tom, hey.
Yeah.
No, don't even put on that fucking voice. Are you...
Babe,
no, I'm no, 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 kidding. No, no, no. Tom, look me in my fucking face.
Babe, we need to stop recording right now. Any recording that we do past this second will be illegal because podcasting is too cool.
Tom, look me in my fucking eyes. Are you serious? Tom? Is podcasting illegal?
Yep.
Knock, knock, knock. Is there a podcast going on in there? Tom, turn off the podcast machine!
Hello, hello?
No!
I'm gonna beat the fuck out of you.